Hi, it's Arts Alive, the podcast of the St. Pete Catalyst. I'm Bill DeYoung with you once again. Today, Desiree Valario is with me. I pronounced that correctly, didn't I, Desiree?
Yes, you did.
Desiree, and what a beautiful name that is. She is she's an artist. She's an acrylics artist and gallery owner in Gulfport. And we're going to talk a lot about arts in Gulfport. And Desiree's got a great history in the wellness industry, and she's also a musician. And probably a whole lot of things that I don't even know about yet. Thank you for coming, and welcome, welcome.
I am honored to be here. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Friday the 3rd is tonight, and this is First Friday Art Walk in Gulfport. And you have an exhibition there tonight. Can we talk about that?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yes, Rhonda Kerr. She focuses largely on impressionism, realism. I know she does a lot of plein air, especially at the beach, and she's recently gotten a lot into still lifes and figures, oil painting.
Where's she from?
Originally, I'm not sure, but right now she's based out of Treasure Island.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so she's local.
Oh, yes.
She's a local.
She has been in the area a long time.
Now, your gallery, DRV, is just a year old. I mean, didn't you just have an anniversary recently?
Yes, we celebrated October 6th, our one-year anniversary.
What would be like the manifesto for the gallery? Like, is it only local people? Is it only people that you like? Or how does one choose who's coming into the gallery?
Well, that's funny. I actually ask myself that question because I thrive with structure. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be able to explain, you know, if someone did approach me and say, I want to be in your gallery. You know, what am I going to say to them if perhaps I don't want them in my gallery,
right,
or whatever it may be? And, you know, how do I define those boundaries? And so I created a little, I guess, some boundaries for myself that said, well, I'm going to pick things that bring me joy and have, mm-hmm, meaning for me. And so those were things like nature and the beach and music. And so pretty much the artists that are part of the gallery, there's some relation there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not every single one, but largely those were, at least to start, my boundaries. And being completely new at this, you know, things are going to evolve. And so I feel like they have continued to evolve. Sculptures, we've added some sculptures,
right,
and
right,
some pottery.
But we're not likely to see, like, giant steel transformer robots with, you know, blood dripping from their teeth. Ooh, that's really not DRV. Right?
No. You know. Although, I mean, I'm sure I could appreciate those things, but it's probably not the style of DRV Gallery.
Well, next Halloween, you got a whole year to think about this.
Okay.
So First Friday, I know there's music at DRV, and this makes it a really unique art experience. So what happens during the art walk, not only in the city, let's talk about that, but what happens at your place?
Well, we are just starting up again this year. On November 3rd, tonight,
mm-hmm,
Jim Gilmore and friends. Last year, it was just Jim himself playing a lot of his own music,
mm-hmm,
and sprinkling in some cover songs. And this year, we decided to mix it up a little bit, and he's inviting a special guest First Friday.
Yeah.
And it's 6 to 8 p.m., which sometimes confuses people a little because a lot of the other businesses are open till like 9, and the art walk goes to at least 9.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing our event 6 to 8, and tonight his guest is Sean Fody, who is another wonderful, multi-talented musician. He plays multiple instruments and sings beautifully.
Well, Jim is a guitar player and a singer, and a fine one at that, and a man after my own heart because he's an acoustic guitar player, which is kind of what I love as well. And he's also your husband. So, you sing with him as well. Are you one of the friends you're going to sing tonight?
Well, usually somebody during the evening asks me that question, and I end up sitting in at the end for a song or two.
Mm-hmm. I've watched videos of the two of you, and you have a really nice harmonic blend. It's very, very beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
And but First Friday, you know, for those of us, maybe folks from St. Petersburg who haven't experienced that, is it sort of like the second Saturday in St. Pete, but like the Gulfport version, like maybe not as gargantuan?
That's exactly how I would describe it.
Okay.
It's kind of like a mini, yeah, St. Pete art walk.
Yeah. And so the galleries, and there's so many of them in Gulfport, are essentially open. Come on in. see what we do, maybe have a bite to eat, a glass of wine or something, and in your case, hear some tunes, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are not on the walking path on Beach Boulevard, so we're a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, off. We're on Gulfport Boulevard across from Habana Cafe, so mm-hmm. not in the thick of things, and that's why we try to tell people, well, come by here first, because we're doing our stuff early, right? And Rhonda Care's opening reception
right.
is also happening tonight, same
yes.
6 to 8. And we're not normally open in the evening, but on first Fridays we are.
You're from Clearwater.
Yes.
I think I read that somewhere. Yeah. Okay. Mr. Researcher here. I found that somewhere. And as I remember, you came to painting a bit later in life. It was really 5, 6, 8 years ago or something?
Yes, just over 5 years ago.
What were you before that?
Oh, so many things, you know. But
Barker and the circus kind of thing.
So I've always wanted to paint or felt the desire to paint, but I never knew how to get started.
Yeah.
And I was, at the time, I had my corporate wellness business.
Mm-hmm.
And 2017 is when I started, and took some classes and learned the basics, and I felt so empowered by that, and I just went with it, and I started joining local art organizations and connecting with other artists, and it just felt like it was meant to be.
A lot of people, I've heard similar stories, right, and people will say, well, I think that I was meant to be an artist. It's like I didn't give myself to it until, you know, it's not a lot of money in it, obviously. Was there a point where you thought, I have to do this now?
Well, I'm very fortunate that my husband has been encouraging me ever since I started.
Mm.
He's like, you've got something here, and you
yeah.
should keep going with that. And the way the gallery happened is I was running out of space in our condo, and I'm like, you know, honey, I think I should rent a studio. And we found this building in Gulfport, and I'm like, I don't really need this much space. And he's quite a visionary. He said, well, you could rent out space, and you could have a gallery.
Wow.
So
it's just going to be a studio and maybe storage for your canvases and stuff?
Right, but the building is much bigger. I mean, it you know, to fill it with just me. And so that was the other thing was, okay, having all these other people involved has been just wonderful in so many ways.
What's that? That must be nice. You were talking about art organizations, and particularly in Gulfport, where artists are very supportive of one another. That must be good. You know, were they very welcoming when you came in and said, hey, I'm starting a gallery?
Absolutely.
Move over.
Yeah. Oh, no. I felt very welcome.
Yeah.
The artists especially, and my very first exhibition, which I'm actually tomorrow announcing the call to artists for the second one,
hey.
Art for a Cause.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I started really meeting a lot of the Gulfport artists, and I felt very welcome, and they were very enthusiastic about being a part of this new exhibition that I was hosting. And so we're going to be hosting that again in January, but the call to artists comes out tomorrow.
On Saturday. So tell me about Art for a Cause. I mean, this is something I remember this, and I need you to fill in the details, because I'm woefully unprepared when it comes to that. So, you know, like I knew you're from Clearwater, but that was about the extent of my research. Tell me about it.
Okay. Well, so I wanted to do something to support a cause. And there are so many wonderful causes, and I couldn't pick just one.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'll just leave it up to the artist to pick. And so I put it out there and said, okay, I'm doing this exhibition, Art for a Cause. And as an artist, you decide what charity or organization you want to support.
I imagine that was attractive to them in a way. You know,
right.
You decide. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and then I threw out there that I generally would take 30% commission. And so what I'll do is I'll donate 10% of my commission, which is 10% of the sale price,
yeah.
to whatever your cause is. And then if some of the artists wanted to, if they sold something, they wanted to also donate, you know, their own part of it.
Oh, well, that's so cool. So when did this happen before, the last one?
January 2022. Okay.
Okay, so we're starting another one now. How many artists, you know, responded?
Well, we're accepting 50 applicants. It is juried.
Yeah.
And then we're going to select 20 artists, 20 pieces. We're only going to do one piece per artist this time. Last time we accepted two, up to two. So there'll be 20 artists, 20 pieces selected, and but 50 applicants, up to 50.
Can we talk about Gulfport a little bit? I mean, we were talking a little bit about how, you know, this an artist supportive community and everything. What I found is that Gulfport artists are a little different from St. Petersburg artists. And obviously, I mean, not in a good way. I mean, it's like they don't want to go anywhere else. It's like Gulfport, I don't want to say it's self-contained. I think that might be a little presumptive of me. But it's sort of like, yeah, we're here, and this is exactly how we like it.
I would say that that's largely true. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of, you know, if there is an example. One of our artists, Paula Roy, she lives in Gulfport. She does a lot in Gulfport. Mm-hmm. She paints a lot of Gulfport scenes.
Yeah.
But she also does a lot at the Suntan Art Center. So she gets out of Gulfport at least once a week.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, it's Gulfport people. I mean, when I think of Brenda McMahon, say, she's a Gulfport person, mm-hmm. you know. And yeah, she's been sitting here right in this chair, you know, and she's terrific. I did want to ask you about Insight Wellness Works because I don't know what it is. Tell us about that. Here's a chance for you to plug your other business.
So it is funny when I say, well, I have a corporate wellness business, and I get these blank looks.
It's almost, you know, like an oxymoron.
What does that
corporate
mean?
Corporate wellness?
And that's kind of why. I worked a corporate job for 20 years, so I feel like I can completely relate to that, I'll say, lifestyle where you're stuck in this building under the fluorescent lights and the freezing cold air conditioning, and you're sitting at this desk for hours.
Yeah. And so it's like 20 years in newspapers for me, but yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. So employers, and I believe they're incentivized by their insurance carrier plans, are offering preventative wellness types of things like on-site fitness classes and wellness workshops, you know, how to lower your blood pressure and eat better and things like this. And so that's what I offer is these services through wellness professionals. We even offer chair massage and those types of things. And we go on site to these employers and usually... Well, it kind of, everything changed with COVID. We did a lot of remote and online stuff.
Sure.
And what's happening, I understand right now, is the insurance carriers who jumped all in and kind of took over corporate wellness are now backing out. And so one of my people that works for one of these companies told me that this should be a good thing for you, for companies who want to continue offering and have a budget for that kind of thing.
When I was in the corporate world, you know, and our paper in Gainesville was owned by the New York Times, so we were one of them. Corporate wellness or wellness in the workplace meant, you know, ergonomic stuff under our feet and you know, lumbar support maybe, and the thing that kept you from getting
Carpal tunnel.
Yeah, that was it, you know. And, you know, I thought it was nice at the time, but I mean, I realized that there's much more to it than that.
Yeah, people need to move, and so many people do not know how to eat healthy, and even if they think they do.
Yep. I tend to agree. I hear that at home all the time. You need to eat healthier, you know. So how do you balance that with the gallery and the other stuff that you do?
Well, the gallery, I did take 2 months off this summer. Mm-hmm. We closed for 2 months. And then I decided that this season, when we reopened, we would only be open regularly on Saturdays, 11 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, last season was Thursday through Saturday.
Okay.
Because it seemed like most of the people came when we had a special event. So this season, I've got so many events planned. Like, the newsletter's coming out for November, and I'm like, wow, there's so much happening just in November.
So you're there full time anyway.
So, but it's fun. Yeah. That's the thing. I've designed this life that's just so fun and amazing. You know, I'm having a concert. I'm hosting a workshop, and you know, these special exhibitions.
And you're still the Insight Wellness Works thing is still a going concern. You're still doing that.
Yes. So I'm all about automating things. So I've kind of, there's systems in place for even for people to apply to be a part of my talent network and be one of the wellness professionals. Mm-hmm. They can go online and apply. When I have a job for them, I put it on my system and it sends notifications and someone can accept it. And then reminders go out to them. I have automated paying them. I've automated as much as I can. So I don't have to normally spend too much time. You know, I do payroll, but even that is pretty easy.
Well, it's a business. You got to run a business. Yeah. What's your website for those of us who want to, you know, look at your work, your acrylics, which are really, really nice. How can people go in without, you know, without going to the gallery in the one day a week that you're there? Let's take a look at the stuff that you're talking about.
Well, I do have my own artist website, but my work is also on the DRV site, which is drvgallery.com. Mm-hmm. And it's broken down. If you go to the online gallery, you can choose by artist the works that you'd like to look at. And mm-hmm. there's also a category for events if you want to look at all the events we have.
That's very cool. And now, does Jim run a studio, or what is he runs a recording studio? Or let's give Jim Gilmore a plug here.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yes, Southview Arts, and he started this recording studio in Vermont, where he is from originally, mm-hmm. and he is currently working to build it out to how can I say? I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he's got big plans for the studio and allowing other people to use the studio, mm-hmm. perhaps other producers and things like that.
And does he sort of gig out and stuff too? And the two of you, or does he do stuff by himself?
Well, he does the First Friday thing is definitely, I consider it a solo gig.
Right.
But we haven't been doing a lot of gigging because we both have been so busy. Mm. I think we haven't got the date down yet, but I think we have something in December that's not exactly on the calendar yet that's coming up at some new place in town that hopefully we'll be announcing very soon.
Well, I know there are videos online of both Jim and the two of you, as I said, singing really nice harmony stuff, and it was almost a Graham and Emmy Lou kind of thing, but not country. You know, it's sweet folky. Is that fair to say? Sweet folk music? I mean, is that, I don't know.
I think so.
It's acoustic music. It's very nice stuff. And of course, you can see Jim Gilmore and friends tonight. It's 6 to 8 p.m. at DRV Gallery in Gulfport, and Desiree's works are there, and you ask her really nice, she'll get up and throw in a couple of harmonies, I think.
Yes, I will.
There you go. See, I backed her into a corner there. It's been such a pleasure talking with you, Desiree Valerio and DRV Gallery in Gulfport. Tonight is First Friday, and everybody's, not everybody, but almost everybody is, they're looking for you. Come walk around, you know, look some stuff, get something to eat, get something to drink, buy some stuff, talk to some artists, talk to Jim, talk to Desiree. Go on the website and see what else there is to peruse and maybe buy. You want me here to like, you need some local artwork on your walls. Have you sold a lot of stuff?
It's not been as much as I'd like, but I feel like I'm the new kid in town, so we'll get there.
You'll get there. Well, Desiree, such a pleasure to speak to you, and I wish you guys all the best.
Thanks for having me.